This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, leaders of the world's richest countries will meet in Britain. Job number one for the U.S., says President Biden, is helping the world recover from the pandemic. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
At the G7 summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced the seven wealthiest countries in the world will share 1 billion doses of vaccines with places like Africa, Asia, South and Central America, and others, trying to speed up the global pandemic recovery. It follows President Joe Biden's announcement that the U.S. would donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine over the next year.
We're going to help lead the world out of this pandemic, working alongside our global partners.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Remember when then-President Trump was fuming over investigations into his campaign ties to Russia? Now we're learning that the Justice Department under President Trump seized data from the accounts of at least two members of the House Intelligence Committee. Here's our Tim McGuire.
House Democrats are demanding an investigation after it has been learned the Justice Department under former President Donald Trump seized communications data of members of the House Intelligence Committee. The New York Times reports that in 2017 and 2018, the Trump Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for communications data from at least two members of the House Intelligence Committee, including now committee chair, California Congressman Adam Schiff. He was the ranking Democrat on the panel at the time.
Congressman Adam Schiff calls this the weaponization of law enforcement by a corrupt president. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s youngest daughter says she's afraid American society is unraveling. Dr. Bernice King says she's among the bridge builders who want to make sure we don't lose our humanity, as she put it. A speeding bus flipped over on a highway in Pakistan this morning, killing 19 people. This is AP News. So how's the search going for a new host for TV's Jeopardy? Our Oscar Wells Gabriel has a look at where they are now.
Who are Anderson Cooper, Mayim Bialik, and Ken Jennings? That would be the correct question to the answer. Who are just some of the people who have auditioned to replace the late Alex Trebek? And it does not even count Robin Roberts, LeVar Burton, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who have yet to do their on-air test to replace Trebek, who died in November of 2020. It's a far cry from 1984, when Jeopardy last needed a host. Comedian Lucille Ball then told creator Merv Griffin to pick Trebek, who was doing high rollers at the time. It's expected a decision will be made before the new season begins taping later this summer. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Zillow says many Americans who moved last year went to areas where the homes were bigger and less expensive, apparently leaving higher cost cities. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.